You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, we were chatting on our show about if friends come over to your house and they ask for your Wi-Fi password, do you give it to them? And Jeremy said, no, he doesn't.
No, that's so rude.
Or Jeremy has given his Wi-Fi password, and as soon as those people leave, he goes in and changes
it. I think that's the most rude thing. It's so personal. It's like asking for somebody's credit card number. That's something very personal. Because that is the link to everything within your little network at home. You don't ask for somebody's Wi-Fi.
You get onto the
Wi-Fi,
it doesn't put you into your bank account.
It could.
No, it couldn't.
It could, Dom.
Jeremy, if I give you my Wi-Fi password, you could not get into my bank account.
I can track what is going on your computer via your Wi-Fi. Keystrokes, all that.
You can get into my Wi-Fi. You can't track my keystrokes.
Sure. I got to get my buddy in here that does cybersecurity.
Well, let me put it this way. Anybody who comes to my house, you can have my Wi-Fi password.
Boom, done.
I'll give it to you.
But sorry.
Let's put that aside.
Yes.
Because let's put that aside because it led to a bigger talk. We were laughing in the office about house rules and how some people are like, well, my rule is I will not give out my password. Mm-hmm. Other people have other rules for in case people come over to the house or whether they do or not, just your own rules.
It's like one of the biggies is take your shoes off. No shoes on the carpet. If you come and visit and you got goofy socks on and you didn't know you're at a no shoes house, you've walked around with stupid socks the whole time.
I will admit something. Years ago, I was that guy.
Were you?
Yeah. And if I have parties, everybody
light-colored carpets.
People kick their shoes off at the door.
Yeah.
And I have probably 15 years ago, I switched. I was like, that's stupid. I'm not going to make people do that. So I'm no longer a shoes off in the house person. And I used to be, but I'm not anymore. The only house rule I have right now has to do with that dang cat, Niles the weirdo.
Yeah.
Because he's such a weirdo. We now keep the bedroom door closed and he is not allowed in there because hair. And who knows what else.
He doesn't want to see what's going on in there anyway.
So, and a few other things. We just keep him out of certain places.
That's smart, though.
So our only rule is keeping the cat out of various rooms.
That's pretty good. I'm trying to think if we have any right now. I'll tell you the one I really don't like is when we go to other people's houses, minus the shoes issue, but if they are coaster Nazis. If I can't go to somebody's house and just put my ding-dang drink right there on their coffee table, I'm going to leave. I don't need somebody chasing me around the party with coasters. Whoa, 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 coaster, whoa. Come on, buy better furniture. Buy furniture that's not so absorbent.
Besides, if you set like a beer bottle down on something like that, it would take a long time for that to cause some sort of damage. Just go and
let me set
wipe
my
it
glass
up.
Down. And a lot of times I feel like there's more of a spill hazard with the coaster versus you just set it on a table.
Agreed.
And then you have that little lip with the coaster, and if you don't get it on there just right, it's tipping over,
Spillage.
Right? And after a few cocktails, you know, you got to try to land that aircraft on the aircraft carrier. It's not going to happen. So I'm sick of coaster Nazis.
And we have coaster Nazis listening
right now.
Like,
what?
What's wrong with that?
It's a nice mahogany table.
Or it's a glass top, and you don't want during your party to have all those circles on there.
Even more so not. It's a glass top. Put some Windex on it and go on with your life.
I wonder if any of our listeners have house rules regarding the use of gadgets at certain times and places.
Yeah.
We're curious. If you can give us a holler, we're going to turn this into a forum of everyone's house rules. Carly wrote in. She goes, boys, we were at a Game of Thrones party on Sunday night, and the couple hosting it had a rule where everyone had to park at least a block away so their neighbors wouldn't get upset with cars. We had to walk almost 3 blocks just to go to a dumb party. Someone else who was there said these people are freaks about people parking in front of their house all the time, whether there's a party or not.
Oh, yeah.
That's Carly.
I get that.
So you invite people over and you tell them they have to park 2 or 3 blocks away.
Mm-hmm, not to annoy the neighbors. That's legit stuff.
What about
right
the
there?
Neighbors who are 2 or 3 blocks away?
Right. They're like, what the hell?
I guess you don't care about them.
At all.
Cheryl wrote in. She goes, my father-in-law's house rule is that no one can take any food or beverage out of the kitchen at all. If you're watching TV, too bad. No snacks, no drinks. Sucks, she wrote.
Didn't want to spill on the carpet.
That's Cheryl. Here's Aubrey on the phone. Good morning, Aubrey. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, hey. Aubrey. What's the house rule?
Well, you see, I have two kitties that are very particular about not drinking standing water. So my house rule is, please leave the sink faucet just at a little drip so they can have a drink throughout the day. You're welcome to wash your hands after you use the restroom, but just leave the sink slowly dripping for the kitties.
That seems like such a waste of water.
Well, correct. It's only just temporarily, just in the morning and just at night. Not all day, but, you know.
They go thirsty throughout the day, is that it?
So thirsty.
Well, yes, they do a little bit thirst during the day, but they won't drink standing water out of their bowl. It's the weirdest thing. They'll
I think if they got thirsty enough, they
Here's
would,
Here's the thing, Aubrey.
Right.
Survival instincts will kick in. If you shut the taps off, eventually
they will.
Those cats will drink the water in a bowl.
Okay. So just make them suffer and drink standing water. Okay.
Like
standing
every other
water.
Animal on the planet. Oh, Aubrey. Do you put like a little bowl? Do you put a bowl in there so it drips into the bowl at least so you can save it?
No, because that would be standing water. These cats' tongues are going up against the faucet. After licking their butts, they are licking the faucet that Aubrey's water comes out of.
I'm not washing my hands in there, Aubrey.
Well, you see, we wash the bathroom all the time. I'm hearing how this is probably not the best idea.
You're second guessing this. You're wasting a lot of water, Aubrey.
And drinking cat butt water.
My hands smell funny.
Yes.
You are delightful. You go
really
have a great
good.
Day, okay?
You too, boys.
Thanks,
Bye.
Aubrey, on that note.
Man.